Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds in the studio with us here today. And funny the way it is the song we've just heard from the new album, which is, well, it's a wonderful album.
Well, thank you.
Thoroughly enjoying it. But there's big significance, isn't there, in this album in many ways, particularly the artwork, because since we last spoke, of course, Leroy Moore passed away last year.
He had an accident on a all-terrain vehicle, one of those four-wheeler things, and then complications. So we started the album all together, writing it, and spent some time in Seattle, Tim and all the guys, and we had a pretty great time recording different ideas. And we went on tour that summer, and that's when he had his accident. And we brought in another friend of ours to cover while Roy was out of commission. And so a friend of ours, Jeff Coffin, who was on the road with us for the summer, but then we were in Los Angeles and Roy died of, as I said, complications. And so then Jeff has sort of been with us with Rashawn on trumpet since then. Not a replacement. He was a stand-in, but now he's with us as Jeff Coffin, you know.
Yeah, and a full-time member of the band.
Yeah, I don't think it would have ended up this way necessarily. You know, I don't know that we would have called another sax player up if it had happened all of a sudden, but we're really fortunate to know Jeff and to have him there, but it was a great loss. But having said that as well, we have all this great music, and we had his philosophy of wanting to give everything you have and be honest, and musically, that being the sort of center of it, was Roy's ideas. His idea about music was really pure. He was a hard person to be around, and he liked to darken a room as much as he liked to lighten it. He was good at doing both in extremes, but his ideas about music were real serious and inspirational.
And he always kind of kept to the background, didn't he, when it came to the sort of publicity of the band and everything else?
He didn't much want to talk to anybody. The guy in Rolling Stone, I think, said he was very good at staying private.
Just describe to us the significance of the artwork on the new album, Dave. This is your work.
And it wasn't really work. It's sort of more fun. I mean, there's a lot of detail, but yeah. I was thinking, when I was doing it, I was thinking more about, you know, when I was a kid and you'd get an album, you know, because for several different reasons. One thing is that the physical thing, like a CD, is pretty much there, and it's going to be extinct fairly soon, probably. And so also for that reason, I was thinking this is my best work, I think the band's best work so far, as a whole collection, I think it is, and clearest piece of work. And I was thinking about when I was young and I got my favorite albums, like whether it's the Houses of the Holy or Zeppelin or whether it's Sgt. Pepper's or those records that you could stare at forever. You'd bring the record into your house and you'd look at the cover and page through it and look at all the words and look at everything, just take it in while you're listening to the music. You sort of got this physical thing to stare at. That was sort of the inspiration, although in a way we recorded it down in Orleans and I wanted to create a sort of Mardi Gras scene on the cover that would be pay homage to New Orleans, and not that intentionally, but I guess maybe it was in my mind, kind of created a character that looks a lot like our friend Leroy as sort of the king of that particular imaginary parade.
Yeah.
He's on the cover.
Well, he's right sort of center.
Yeah, big head.
The focal point, isn't
he? Yeah, but it wasn't really, you know, when I first drew it, I didn't really think, I was just starting to think of these crazy masks, these smiling faces, and the first one I came up with kind of reminded me of Leroy, so then I put dreadlocks on it and I thought, well, really looks like Leroy. It wasn't so much, I'm going to draw a picture of Leroy and put it in the cover.
Yes.
That wasn't
it. It sort of evolved that way. It kind of
made its way there. And just like the album, it being sort of a tribute to him in a way, wasn't necessarily, I don't think it was so much, you know, we may have said, let's do it right for him. But I don't think we ever said, let's make this record all about him. You know?
And the Gru Grux King, is that a nickname that he had?
Yeah, he was Grux, but actually Tim was also a Grux. And Tim Reynolds, who's here with me, and Carter Beauford was a Grux. But before I knew any of them, there was a Gru Grux was like, I don't know, can you describe what it is?
It's kind of like one of those words that means a lot of things, and it's hard to describe what it is. Grux, all I can say is maybe it means soul or something. Mm-hmm. But he just used to pop that word out. Hey, Grux, how you doing, you know?
So it's kind of like, hey, man.
Yeah, it's something like that. And I'm sure other people, like Carter, may even have different words to describe it. It's one of those things that you kind of go, well, what does that mean, you know? Mm. But that's the beautiful thing of it, you know? It's kind of like mystery in a way.
What you were saying there, Dave, about this being such a sort of clear and focused piece of work, one watches from a distance bands over a period of time begin to lose that focus, maybe. And yet your focus seems to intensify through the years, despite the fact of how prolific you are. Because albums come from the Dave Matthews Band on a very, very regular basis, and there's no kind of tailing off. So the thing of sort of keeping everything fresh, the fact that you recorded in New Orleans, was that part of it?
Yeah, and we worked with Rob Cavallo and Tim. The way things sort of unfold, I think we've been lucky the way things unfold. I really wanted Tim to be back as one of the players with us, because Tim and I play together, just the two of us. We were here, obviously, last time I saw you, we were together here, Tim and I, but I really wanted him in the band with all of us, and that way it had been a break for a while. He had been doing his thing, and we were doing our thing, and I wanted that again, so he's on this album for the first time in a little while, and I think having Rashawn on trumpet, bringing some of the section stuff that he and Roy had been working on, that sort of energy with Jeff, the way I keep things fresh is that I stumble blindly. You know, whatever, what? Yeah, wake up. Like, for instance, we just said, walked in here and we said we were going to play that song. Well, first we'll play that song. Then while I'm singing, I think, I've never, ever played this song ever without the whole band. Mm. And I don't know if it occurred to you, but that was the first time. And there's certain points in it. There was a bridge in the middle there that I was thinking, oh, what's going to happen here? Of course, Tim made the best of covering a lot of things, but that's stumbling stupidly into the next room. This is how I've managed to keep it fresh.
Well, you two work so beautifully intuitively together anyway, don't you? And I mean, I was thinking that also, Dave, that maybe the moments where you were working just with Tim, because I mean, you've done albums together, you've done live things together outside of the band. That aspect of light and shade, Dave, has that also been a kind of contributory factor to all of this and the momentum and the freshness?
Yeah, well, you know, trying not to get bored. And then occasionally, not in the case of Tim, but, you know, occasionally going from love to hate with regularity inside the band, that did a lot for us. And then we're sort of in the midst of a very positive time right now. And it started before Roy, and that helped things. I think I always feel inspired and refreshed whenever I get to go on the road with Tim. We, you know, it's kind of relaxing. It's sort of like, you know, working really hard and then stopping and having a cup of tea. I don't know what that means at all.
We would love to hear some more now. What's the next song? Are you going to do another one from the new album for us?
Yeah, if that's okay, we'll try dive in another song that we've never played, just the two of us, before, which is fun. It's sort of fun. We didn't even rehearse it before. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
And and that's our excuse if it sounds terrible, and that's also our excuse if it sounds amazing.
This is Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds with us here in the studio on Radio 2.